Everybody, it's Kelly. I just wanted to come on and give you another message. I kept seeing this, kept hearing this word of comfort, and God kept reminding me of certain things in my life where the Lord has comforted me. And I felt that for some of you who are listening, need to be know that God is our comfort, okay? And I want you to know that you're not alone, even if you're not serving the Lord, okay? Even if you're not even sure who Jesus is or know anything about God, He is there with us all the time, okay? And I just want to say this message is for someone today who feels like they need to be comforted, okay? So when I was in high school, I had I was diagnosed with mononucleosis. And I was, and I had strep throat at the same time. And I was lying in my bed in my room, and I was laying there, and I was asleep, because when you have mono, you sleep for hours. It could be like 20 hours, it could be 16 hours, but you're just constantly sleeping. And that that one night, I felt like there was a blanket that was put over me. And I had asked my mom the next morning. I said, "Mom, hey, did you put a blanket on me?" And she says, "No." She's like, "I didn't." And I said, "Okay." I said, are you sure? Because I felt like someone in the middle of the night put a blanket on me." And she says, "No, Kelly." She's like, "I didn't." So what she did say was, maybe it was the Lord. And my mom was a Christian, but I was a teenager, and I wasn't so sure about the Lord, because I was always trying to search for who He was, and I could never find Him. And so I said, "Okay, you know, maybe." Right? So I let it go, but I didn't forget about it. Okay. And about many years later, after I had my first son, he, would give me messages, and these messages he would get from angels, from messages from the Lord. So God sends angels as messengers, and they give us messages from the Lord. And what happened was, my son would write these little messages on a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, it said, "God is going to comfort you." Okay? God comforts us when we are lonely. God comforts us when we're scared. God comforts us when we're going through situations we don't understand, or we don't know how we're going to get out of them. So when we go through sicknesses. Now for me, He's always comforted me when I've gone through some physical ailments. And just like that time, again, this time it was different, because I was going to be moving. We were moving from what I knew to a place that I knew, a place that, an area that I knew everything about. And we were actually being moved to a completely different state, something I didn't know. Okay. I was excited about this, that we're moving. But at the same time, I was nervous. I didn't know what was going to come of it, but at the same time, I was anticipating something good. Okay. And He gave me this message. It says, "God is going to comfort you." Now you have to understand, these messages my son would give me at other times in my life too, when I was going through difficult times. And because of the messages that He gave me, I had hope. Okay. I had hope. I believed in Jesus. I worshiped Jesus. I loved Jesus. Right. But Jesus would give me messages of hope. Messages of hope to be able to continue on. I'm like, well, okay, if I'm getting these messages from my son, obviously God's trying to tell me something, right? So so when I receive these messages, so then one other time when I received this message, now this is something that my dog, which is a Labrador, has never done before. We were going to move to a different state, and my dog would jump on me and lay next to me on the couch, and he would never do this. And I said, well, this is weird. I said, okay. And I took it as, again, as another sign from the Lord that He's going to comfort me. Now in His word, He says that He's going to comfort those who mourn, comfort those who are in loss, who've lost someone, lost a loved one, or lost someone that they knew. You know, in Isaiah 66:13, God says, as one who his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. You know, and there's this one verse that's in Psalm 34:4. And this would always play out in my mind, you know, and it says, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Okay? His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's so many scripture verses in God's word about how he comforts us. And I just felt to come on and share this message about how God has comforted me, how God has used the blanket to comfort me when I was going through sickness. I didn't know who Jesus was. I didn't know anything about, not that I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know that he could actually put a blanket on me, right? I didn't know that. So I want to tell you that God is a miraculous God, that God moves in signs and wonders, okay, and in miracles. I look at that like, okay, wow. So God knew that I wasn't feeling good. God knew that I was hurting inside, because not only was I not feeling good, but I was going through issues in my life that only God knew about. And God was saying how much he cared for me by a blanket. God comforts those who mourn. God wants to comfort you. He says, my dear child, lay down and rest. Lay down and rest so I can comfort you. Don't let the busyness of life pull you out of a peace or out of a rest. There's rest in Christ. Some of us don't even know what rest is. I remember I lived in New Jersey, and I was always going, 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 and going, because it was a hustle and bustle. But I was such anxiety driven, I didn't know how to rest. I had to go, 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 and move, 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 move. So God had to take me out of that area and bring me into a place where I could breathe, where I can find rest. Rest for my soul. Rest to be able to look back and say, oh my gosh, wow, look at all these things that have happened to me. And see where God was in my life. He's close to the brokenhearted. He's close to the brokenhearted. He wants to get close to you. Where there's holes in your heart, he wants to fill them. Where there's been a loss of love, he wants to fill it up. He wants to fill that loss. Actually hear him say now, I want to multiply to you. Multiply, give you more of the love that you lost. God says in his word, I want to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, or I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, young men shall see visions and old men shall dream dreams. I thank you, God, for giving them dreams. I thank you for giving them visions. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father God. Captivate their hearts, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, how you comforted me with a blanket that day, God. thank you that you're comforting them. Oh God, how you love your people, Lord. If they only knew, Lord. We get trapped in the busyness of our day, Father God, that we don't even realize you're in our day. Father God, I ask that you would open their eyes, God. That they would see you, Father God. Just like you showed me, even though I didn't see it right away, Father God. I was aware because you eventually told me that you were the one that wrapped that blanket on me. I thank you for your comforting me. Father God, I ask that you again would wrap your arms around them so they can feel the warmth of your embrace. Oh, there's some of you on here that's never even felt the warmth of embrace. A tender hug. Father God, I ask that you would love on them. I ask that you would make yourself known to them. Comfort them, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Be blessed, okay? Have a great day.